L'minyan sh'anu monim, according to the count that we count in this and this place, which immediately puts you on notice that there must be a different count. Because why do they have to specify that this is this count and they're counting to creation? The other count that's always parallel is minyan shtoros, the count of official documents, the date of official documents, which is the year 312 before the Common Era. So this would be 84 and 12 is 96, and 3 and 19, so it's 2296 to minyan shtoros this year, 2297 to minyan shtoros. And that was done in honor of Alexander. And in many discussions later, you find it in the Talmud and in other places as well, the question was whether the document was an official document if it did not use that date. Like that date was, it had to be dated that way in order for it to be considered an official and valid document. The third thing the Jews agreed to was a system which will lead to terrible corruption. They told Alexander, listen, we agree to pay your taxes. But what do you have to bother sending your tax collectors? We'll collect it and send it to you. What do you want? $1 million, two, whatever it is. So the Jews invented a system, which in the ancient world then became a general system, of concession. You sold the concession to collect the taxes. So let's say here in Muncie, if our share of the taxes was, let's say, $200,000. So then they appointed a tax collector who then went ahead and collected $220,000. The $20,000 was his fee. And the $200,000 he mailed to Alexander. But next year he figured if you could collect 220, you can collect 230. And then he figured a better system, right? It doesn't make any difference where the 200 comes from, right? So he got 90 guys to pay him money, not to collect from him, and he collected the 200 from the 90 guys who didn't pay him money. And there are other variations on this theme, which I'm sure you can think of yourself, that guarantee that this will be a terribly corrupt system. A system so corrupt that the Gemara holds that anybody that's a tax collector can be presumed to be a ganef. Posel Edus, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Muchsin. And this was the system. So Alexander appreciated it because he did not have to expend any of his efforts to get the money. But it introduced a terribly pernicious, vicious system. And any time in you'll see it in Jewish history repeated over and over again, any time the Jewish community did the non-Jewish government's work, it almost destroyed the Jewish community. And that's really what happened in the Second World War with the Nazis, right? That the Judenrat had to provide the numbers, they had to provide the deportees, they had to provide. So then the most callous things, the worst things happen. It destroys the community itself. And this was part of the problem that occurred with Alexander. Now, Alexander also, he was a young man. He didn't plan on dying that early. And at his death, the world was left in chaos. Because here he controlled the whole world. And the man who controlled it, who ruled it, who had conquered it, was not here. And there could have been a breakup of the empire. But what happened was that his two main generals came to an agreement among themselves. And one agreed to take the southern empire, and one agreed to take the northern empire. The northern empire